And this is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. We invite you to join our conversation. You can give us a call at 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. You can go to our comments section on our website, tpr.org. And you can also tweet us right there on Twitter. This is the very first edition of the new and improved Source. Maybe some of our listeners are wondering what happened to the world. We've been hearing from listeners for years to produce a local call-in talk show, so that show had to go somewhere. But we are committed to international news on TPR, and we will be bringing the BBC World News programs onto our weekend schedule. And we also hope that our listeners will discover that having a local live call-in show is a great addition to our lineup and a significant improvement to KSTX. Now on to our very first guest. That would be Mayor Julian Castro. Today is the first day that the new pre-K for SA sales tax has become a reality for San Antonio. So, Mayor, thank you. Welcome for joining us here on The Source.
Great to be with you.
So, I see that you made a dash over to the Valero store before you came over here to the station, because at your lunch, a quick bag of chips and a drink. Did you have to pay that extra sales tax when you bought that?
I assume so. I hope so. As you said, today is the first day that it kicks in, and I'm confident that it's going to be a great investment that San Antonians make in early childhood education.
So it's 1/8 of a cent sales tax extra that people are having to pay when they pay the local sales tax, and that's just for inside San Antonio.
That's right. It's only within the city limits.
And so we expect it to generate about $31 million a year. But some retailers were saying that they had no idea that they were supposed to have made that adjustment to their cash registers this morning. So what is the mechanism to get everyone on the same page here?
The comptroller's office, as I understand it, sent out a letter about 3 or 4 weeks ago that business owners should have gotten. That's the usual mechanism. But now that we've seen there's some confusion, we'll see what we can do at City Hall to help that process along.
So What are we getting? Where are we with pre-K for SA? Can you give us an update?
Yeah, of course, the voters passed it on November 6th. And after that date, starting on November 7th, the hard work actually started. There was a pre-K for SA board that was appointed a couple months back that is a fantastic board. It's chaired by Elaine Mendoza, the CEO of Conceptual MindWorks. It has folks like General Robles, the CEO of USAA, and Richard Middleton and John Folks of former Northeast and Northside superintendents, respectively. They have created subcommittees, and they've been working on things like the curriculum, the transportation plan, the meal plan. The FDA has approved the meal plan. The RFP on the transportation plan, transportation services, is due toward the end of April. There's a CEO search that is underway right now, and several candidates that have been interviewed for it, as well as a search for the first two center directors, because as folks will remember, the first two model centers of excellence will come online this school year. Most of the significant large public school districts have signed on to participate in pre-K for SA, so Northside, SAISD, NEISD, Harlandale, South San, Southwest, Edgewood, which is a great victory for this initiative.
I understand that there were job fairs locally looking for talent. You're looking for the best teachers you can, but also you're taking that job fair search across the state. Why are you having to go across the state?
Well, I said during the campaign that we weren't going to limit recruiting to just teachers in San Antonio, and there were two reasons for that. One reason is that we truly want to find the best teachers out there, the most energetic, the most passionate for the craft, whether they're from San Antonio or they're from somewhere else in Texas and sometimes outside of Texas. The second reason, and folks brought this up during the campaign, was this idea that you don't just want to poach from other San Antonio-based school districts. And so I told folks, look, we're not just going to be recruiting from San Antonio. We're going to be going outside of the city to recruit as well. So we will have job fairs in Austin, Houston, and Dallas.
And soon people will be able to register their children for the program.
That's right. In fact, the pre-enrollment starts May 1st and runs through the middle of May.
And what's the criteria for getting in pre-K for SA?
Well, there's the traditional criteria that the state has. So if you have a four-year-old child and the family makes less than 185% of poverty level, which is basically $42,500 for a family of four, if they're in the military, if the child is homeless or a foster child, then they can automatically qualify. What made pre-K for SA different from the state system is that we also opened up 10% of the slots to folks who don't fall into any of those categories, and put them on a very affordable sliding scale tuition basis. So if folks are interested, they should go to sanantonio.gov, and then you'll see the pre-K for SA logo there, and they can get more information.
So obviously this is a program that's pretty much tailored towards families that are not wealthy. These are income-challenged families trying to give their kids a boost and a chance to get a great education. And some people are trying to cast this, or they have cast this, as a fault line in San Antonio of North versus South, and that this is not something that everyone in San Antonio supports. And we saw that election night with this passed with, 54% of the vote?
53.5, yeah. 53.55.
I rounded it up. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you for that. That might be the last time a politician gets rounded up at anything around
Let's
here.
Let's round up all the politicians. I hear people say that all the time. But so it wasn't an overwhelming, you know, vote. But you did pass it. But some people are saying this is still not the. It still has some controversy and still has some way to go before it's convincing everyone to jump on board.
The fact is that. Folks who would qualify for this initiative live throughout the city, whether they're in the Northeast, Northside District, or SAISD or Harlandale. Sometimes in San Antonio, and I say this as someone who was born here, grew up here, obviously loves the city, we create this dichotomy between Northside and Southside, and I just believe that that's less and less true. So the fact is that Northside and Northeast Independent School District decided to participate because they see that there are plenty of children who live in their area that can benefit from this.
And that's the message that you've been delivering over and over again. And is it, are we convincing people? I mean, some people, they were predicting that there was going to be job loss. This was going to make San Antonio less competitive once this sales tax went into effect. And here it is today. Any evidence that those predictions have come true?
In fact, this is going to make us more competitive in the long term. It's going to mean that more of our young people get off to a great start. They never get behind in the first place. They do better on those very important third grade reading and math exams, and more likely to graduate from high school and go on to college. And the 1/8 of a cent that the sales tax is getting boosted by makes us no different now from every other major city in Texas. And some cities like Houston's been there since 1978. So it's going to make us more competitive, not less, in the long run.
All right. Well, this is The Source on KSTX. And we, when we go to break and we come back, we're going to start taking our phone calls, and we are opening up the phone lines. The number to call is 614-8980. You can also email questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. I'm David Martin Davies, talking with Mayor Julian Castro about the implementation of the sales tax for pre-K for SA. Stay tuned.
You know, this was a great effort because it had so many folks, a cross-section of San Antonians supporting it, including all of our former mayors. And so I want us to give a big round of applause to all of our former mayors, but particularly to Mayor Castro. I think, hanging out with Mayor Cockrell on election night means that you've won the election. So I'm going to try and do it as much as I can. I want to thank...
And that was Mayor Julian Castro last November, the night that pre-K for SA won. That was also the general election night. That was the night that Barack Obama won his re-election. And this is The Source. I'm David Martin Davies. Please give us a call. This is a community conversation. We need your input. Give us a call at 614-8980. 80, back to the concept of President Barack Obama election night. When he had his most recent State of the Union address, he brought up the fact that he thought a pre-K for a national basis, nationwide pre-K program, he was pushing for that. We've yet to see anything, any details, but have you spoken to the president about that? Did you debrief him on how things are going with San Antonio?
No, I just had an opportunity very briefly to speak with him, and he let me know at that time that they were going to propose that, or they were thinking about proposing it. And I just relayed our experience here in San Antonio, and that what we were proposing resonated with people out there, and particularly with folks in the middle class, because oftentimes you have families that don't make so little money that they can get high-quality pre-K for free or any pre-K, but they don't make enough money that they can just chunk down a check and pay for pre-K. And so, as usual, they get squeezed, and that middle-class component of it, I thought, would be very well received.
What would happen to San Antonio's program if the program that Barack Obama was proposing gets implemented?
That's a great question. Ultimately, that would be decided by the board and by the council. But my initial impression is that it would give us a great opportunity to work out the very early childhood offerings in our city. In other words, right now, there are, in some public schools, in some programs, three-year-old pre-K. That might be one option.
You know, as we're getting ready for the show, someone sent me some photographs of, they had to do a diorama, and it was Peeps for pre-K, and it was little Easter Peeps, and they had a picture of you taped to one of the Peeps, and so I've got that photograph on our website if people want to check it out. It was pretty cute. So there are people out there who have, we talk about all the people who are opposed to the program. Obviously, there are some people out there who are enthusiastically supportive.
Yeah, and which is not a surprise, because there are many parents who have had great experiences with their children going through pre-K. They understand the profound impact that it can make, if it's done right, on the educational achievement of a young person. So there was a lot of fervor, and we had a good group of volunteers during the campaign that reflected that.
Okay, let's take our calls, and Scott, you go ahead.
I support the mayor's initiative. My wife and I actually are on opposite sides of the fence. She did not support it, and so obviously we canceled out each other's vote. But to me, the data, the mayor's argument, the research support the initiative, and I thought it was a fabulous plan. My wife's interpretation of it was not the same. So I found that peculiar. We both live in the same city, live in the same house, but we also kind of arrived at about the 50% mark. But I think what the mayor's doing in this pre-K initiative is fabulous, and it needs to happen. We need to give these kids a leg up, and this is one good way to do it.
All right. Thanks for your call, Scott. Mayor?
Well, first of all, thank you, Scott, for your support. And, you know, I know, of course, that this was a measure that passed with 53 or 54% of the vote. But now that the voters did pass it, I know very well, and I know that the Pre-K for SA board understands how incumbent it is upon us to ensure that the promise that we made to the voters actually comes true, that we execute this well, and that excellent educational teaching happens in those pre-K for SA classrooms, so that we hit the marks that we said we were going to hit. So everyone is very hard at work making sure that it's a success.
Let's take another call, and that number is 614-8980, and we have Steve on the line. Steve, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Castro.
Hello.
Yes, sir. My argument was that, I love my city, too, and I think the people are a little upset about the tax increase, but not because it's so much money, but because I feel that there's other programs that money should be put to. I believe the children, they deserve the best education possible, but we should work on the school system we already have. I think we're adding a little more fuel to the fire by, having the controversy throughout the city, and, you know, and having to work out all these other kinks that are going to come up with this. And that's what I feel. I live on the south side, and there's roads that are old roads of the city that need drainage and sidewalks that are by schools, high schools, middle schools, elementaries. And, you know, I think we need to get the kids to school safety there before we start adding more kids and more as far as the pre-K issue. You know, I just think that the money throughout needs to be put throughout the city for a structure and drainage and development of the south side, so
okay.
It can be equal to
all
the
right,
north
Steve.
Side.
All right, and let's give the mayor a chance to answer those issues.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. No, I mean, that's certainly a valid perspective. I agree with you that we do have a lot of needs in the city, like any other big city. I mean, we have infrastructure needs that we need to meet. We also have human resource needs. And so the significance of pre-K for SA was that this was the first time that any part of our sales tax had been used to invest in human capital or education. And I don't disagree with you that investment in roads is important. In fact, we're getting more than $400 million from TxDOT plus a local match to invest in our roads just in the last couple of years. And every year, the city of San Antonio invests very significantly in sidewalks and curbs and roads. And I also agree with you that we need to do a much better job with the money that is already allocated to school districts. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so involved in these school board member races, trying to ensure that we have good leadership. But this was something that was new. It's filling a gap we found of 5,700 students citywide that were not getting high-quality full-day pre-K. So it's not duplicating what's already out there. It was really filling a gap.
All right, and so we're running out of time in this portion of the program, but Mayor, so do you feel a lot of scrutiny on this program, that you guys realize that there's a lot of eyeballs on what you're doing, and any sort of funny business is definitely going to get exposed?
Well, of course there are a lot of eyeballs on it. I have no doubt about that. The sentiment that all of us share is that we owe it to the children that we're trying to serve to get this right, to do an excellent job. And if we can do that and accomplish it, then we'll want everybody to ensure that they keep their eyeballs on it.
And so this is The Source on KSTX. We've been talking to Mayor Julian Castro, been getting an update on pre-K for SA here on the very first edition of The Source. In the second half hour of the program, we're going to be bringing in Roland Ruiz of the Edwards Aquifer Authority, talking about the state of the Edwards Aquifer and the drought and that shrinking supply of water. You, the listeners, are invited to ask your questions and comment. Give us a call. The number, 614-8980. We're going to take a break right now for NPR and local news. This is The Source on KSTX, and welcome. Thank you so much, Mayor, for joining us here today.
Great. Thank you.